But I know that we all need to pray. You know, the Lord is really teaching us how to pray in that short prayer where everybody's repeating, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Everybody's using that now as a standard prayer. And that's not what the Lord meant. There will be a repetition every time. But a principle is there. And I can testify to all of you, just pray. Just pray. Whether you know how to pray, you don't know how to pray, just pray. The more you pray, the more you'll know how to pray.
Amen.
And the Spirit within you will teach you how to pray. The anointing dwells in us. And it says he'll teach us all things. All things includes what? Prayer. Many times we may not know what to pray, how to pray. But we don't have to even utter it in words sometimes. We just groan and call on him because there is a burden in us. Whether I know how to utter that burden to God or not, God knows. And the Spirit within me, within all of us, know what the will of the Father is. I appreciate Romans 8. We do not know how we ought to pray. Because there are so many things what God is going to do. Especially at the end of this age, we know the Lord is coming soon, but what should I ask him? But the more you pray, the more the Spirit will give you a burden to pray. It is just like speaking to God. Tell God, Father, I don't know what to say to you. No, I think that's a very good prayer. Because I want to know what God is doing today. And you're right. If God doesn't tell us, what are we going to pray concerning his will? But the Father will reveal his secret to you. Look at the prophets in the Old Testament days. Everything that they said was revealed to God, from God to them. And if we are men of prayer, definitely God will reveal to you what to pray. Because it's his business. If he doesn't reveal to us, then it's hard for us to know what to pray. Right? It's good not to know how to pray. Then the Holy Spirit within us will teach us, will lead us how to pray. Amen. Look at the prayer of Paul in every epistle. It's very different in each epistle. The prayers in Ephesians, the prayers in Philippians, in Colossians. Paul prayed differently every time, and short, and to the point. I remembered when I was a little boy, young, not too little, but, you know, just like our little brother there sitting there. Every time when the elder started to pray, oh, we're already having a hard time because they pray so long. Believe me, they really prayed long. In the Philippines, right? They really prayed very long. No, we don't need to pray long prayers. Right. But genuinely open your heart to God. And if you don't know how to pray, if you just have a burden calling out to God, God knows what the burden is. And many times that is the most effective prayer. That is the most effective prayer. And you'll be surprised. The more you have this habit of coming to God and talk to Him, the Father will reveal to you. Many times we speak more to God than God to you, right? Isn't that true? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you pray, is it a one-way street? Just from me to Him? I hope not. And then after you pray, you say, Amen, and that's it. And the Father will say, hey, wait. I have something to say, but you already said Amen and walked away. Now, when I pray, I want to hear Him. If I talk to you, I want an answer from you, right? Or you just want to have a one-way conversation? With your wife, is that a one-way conversation? Prayer is our talking to God. Look in the Bible how often God talked to Moses. You think Moses was so wise, he knew everything that God wanted to do? No. Right. God is a speaking God, and I want to hear His speaking. Prayer is never a one-way conversation. Right. Look at Moses. God spoke to him as a friend to a friend. And God spoke to Abraham. More than Abraham speaking to God. And many times even God initiated talking to Abraham. I wish He would do that to me. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful if God initiated talking to you? Have you ever experienced God initiated talking? Oh, you're missing a lot. I prefer to hear Him speaking to me than just me speaking to God. Right. It is a wonderful conversation with God. A wonderful conversation with God. Look, God initiated appearing to Paul. Right. God initiated appearing to Peter, James, and John. Yeah. They didn't initiate. So it should be normal because our God is a speaking God. It's not normal if you don't speak to your children. Do you? Although you're a man of few words, but you still speak to them, right? Our God is a wonderful God. That's why the book of Hebrews started with our Father spoke in many various ways and various times to our fathers, to our forefathers, through the prophets. But today He speaks to us in His Son, Jesus Christ. He's a speaking God. Is your God a speaking God? So who speaks more, you or He? If we are honest, we will have to confess we speak more often to Him than He to us. But I desire to hear Him speak. So you pray, Father, speak to me. Lord, speak to me. In the book of Revelation, at the very end, who is speaking? John, the apostle? If the Lord is dwelling in us, then he should be speaking to you, isn't it? Unless you dwell by yourself. We do have to have a desire to hear his voice, to hear him speaking to you. Otherwise, how are you going to know his secret? Look at all the apostles. Who initiated speaking to John in the island of Patmos? Who do you think? Who? God. And he had a lot of things to say. He had a lot of things to say. And what he has to say is very, very important. Many times what I have to say is not very important to him. But what he says and will be speaking to you is very important. We better have an ear to listen and to hear what the Holy Spirit today is speaking to the churches. And I appreciate the Lord speaking in Revelation chapter 1 to his beloved Apostle John. He didn't whisper. John says, I heard a sound like a what? Like a trumpet. Amazing. So, Stephen, let us learn to hear him speak to you, because our God is a speaking God. And that is prayer. Prayer is not a form. We call it prayer when you're talking to God, but it's really a conversation with God. But then the problem is, who speaks more? At the very end, then it's just you speaking, and God didn't even have an opportunity to speak to you. And you say amen so quickly after you're done, amen, and finish. Right? So let us change our habit and concept. He's a speaking God, and we do well to exercise, to listen to him. Yes. Give me an ear to hear you speaking. What is your burden, Lord? What are you doing today? What do you want us to do? We are so used to hearing men speaking in the whole Christianity. This is why many times I don't want to give a message. Learn to listen to him. Speak to him, but let him speak to you. Prayer is not a one-way conversation. Right? Okay? Tiff, next time, tell me, please, right, what your experience is. You speak more or he speaks more? Praise God. Right. So, amen? Good.